The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
How does she look?
Six arms, snake body.
Yeah.
Apparently very attractive.
No, she's wounded, but she is not very wounded.
Okay.
Moderately wounded.
Do I feel like I'm doing much in the way of damage to her?
Your damage is going through.
Okay, fair enough. So, all right, Cody can extrapolate from that.
But now you're rolling at disadvantage, now that we know.
Well, so that's the action economy, right?
Last time it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Do I roll at disadvantage? I can recklessly attack to give myself straight rolls, but ultimately the thing is that I'm not doing enough damage. So then you look at the action economy, right? I could recklessly attack to get 10 to every hit, but it takes a minus 5. She's a 19, so already I only have a 50-50 shot to hit her. So I'm taking like...
Break free and come to me if you're able to.
I mean,
because your action will be to break free.
What is it? Is it a strength roll?
Athletics or acrobatics.
And you still have movement, right?
Correct. Breaking out takes an action, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. But it doesn't take your movement. Ethiop attack and come my way.
If he's not going your way, you do your own thing, and then he gets me up. That's more important than you guys both doing that.
I mean, because in terms of the action economy, that gets us two more actions.
Right.
Today, Cody will be teaching action economics.
But if he does it and gets me up in this turn, then you can not do that. Do damage. You see what I'm saying?
Discuss the fight into the mics.
No.
Trying to see if I get anything. I felt like I get a thing for these rolls, but maybe not.
You have advantage on athletics.
Where do I get that?
Advantage on strength.
That's what I was looking for. Okay.
Let's
try and break free.
And saving throws, I think.
Is it an imposed roll or is it just
no,
a flat?
I got a DC.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes me feel a little better. See how it goes. Have to roll better than a 2 and a 5, though.
Yep.
14.
Nope.
So that either takes my movement or it takes my attack.
Yep, that takes your action.
Well, gotta roll better than a 5, Cody.
You got a bonus action if you want it. You can do your second wind if nothing else.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna amount for much, but I'll go ahead and second wind because I got the spare bonus action. 12 hit points back.
Nice.
It's not bad.
Anything else?
I'm done. Go ahead.
Lucas, you're up.
That's the thing I hate about... Oh, shit. On the book and everything, like an idiot.
Here's that.
Let's start.
I'm sorry.
At least it's not like the most expensive book you could
have
to.
There aren't any more shop rags over there under the TV, are there?
No.
Okay. No. Or here.
Thanks.
There's not much left in plain sight.
No, there's a whole barrel of them. I'm not worried about it on the mat. The mat's no big deal. Unfucking believable.
Look at your phone. It's almost gone.
Our whole table smells like Corona now.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Could be worse.
I'm going to go put this book on a fan. See if I can save it.
I'm betting not. The first one was no big deal. The second one was a lot of beer.
PHPs are cheap. You can buy them. Anyway, it's my turn, right?
Yes.
I'll wait till he's done making noise.
You want to willingly fail.
Okay.
I don't think he has a choice.
Yeah.
Lucas.
So, 5, 10, 15. I have to take an op attack to get next to Kira, right?
Yep. To step away.
Okay, shoot your shot. It's the big one. Yeah, I don't think shield's gonna help this time.
You can cast it. We'll see.
Don't.
We'll see.
I'll just eat the damage. I've barely been hit so far, so I'll
if you cast it, you wouldn't be able to.
It wouldn't. Yeah. Also that. Also that. But that's it's not going to give me enough AC anyway.
That's why I yelled, "You have to take the off attack," as I was leaving. Jesus. Destiny stiff. Jesus. You're taking like 32?
33.
Okay. It's close.
Piercing damage.
Yep.
Oh,
I don't have enough D6s.
This might drop me.
Have you taken any damage already?
I took 7 hit points when he kicked me in the face.
Yeah.
Apparently that's a thing.
You got more HP than I do. You should be fine. It's not going to drop you.
No, it'll get me down. Not, it won't drop me, but it'll suck.
...55 necrotic.
Ow. Still up. after that suck...
Yeah.
I reach out, grab
it here. It just stuck its needle nose in your eye.
Yeah, not happy about it. Well, I mean, I'm not facing it, so it's probably the back of my head. I grab Kira and Dimension Door, both of us, over to by Erlen.
Okay. Here?
You should put yourself.
Yeah, put me further behind everything else. Put away from all the big things.
No.
Well, next, other side, yeah.
Here?
Yeah. It does have to be within a 5-foot space.
Yes.
You're not grappled anymore.
Luke took the
op
attack and took a stupid amount of damage from that thing, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yep, but I got you out.
Probably not worth.
No. At this point, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, no.
I got 7 hit points. Let's do this shit. I told you, I can make a herring gun. It'll be great.
He just got critted on the nose, the proboscis attack.
I died saving someone.
I didn't realize he got critted.
Yes.
Yeah. That was why you rolled to me.
It's 46 for the... for the piercing damage, and then 76 necrotic. And your hit point max is reduced by
55.
Yeah.
Ow.
I just turn around and I'm just covered in blood and acid. What a rush.
Okay, the thing's gonna attack the... number one is going to attack the shield guardian, the Armonite, I think it's called. Armonite, yes, that's the word.
It goes in between Lucas and I?
Yeah, I thought you
were. Lucas, the Armonite, and Troy, yes. Because that thing always heals right after they deal damage.
Okay.
Number one's going to attack with hooves. It's a 27.
We might not make it through this one, boys.
15 points of damage.
I'm not up.
Claws. 19. For 8 points of damage.
It's down.
Wow. The second one is going to step up this way. Actually, it's going to attack the down guy.
Okay.
You about to wake up?
Yep, maybe.
Maybe.
Twenty-six?
Yep.
Hooves come down on you. You're awake now.
Okay.
15 points of damage. Claws are coming at you. That's a crit.
Jeff, it's not healthy rolling like gangbusters.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay. Sorry.
At the end of this, we're all going to wake up in the tower, and it was all a dream. Otherwise, we just don't keep playing this game.
You said 15, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, nope. Hang on. I rolled advantage on that. I would not still have advantage because you're not unconscious.
So, okay. So
doesn't matter. He's prone.
I'm not rolling the crit.
Gotcha.
Does prone matter?
You get advantage on prone with a melee attack, yes.
Yeah.
No, do you get a do you get advantage on prone or advantage on incapacitated?
Prone.
I'm prone. Look at prone. I want to make sure. I don't want to kill somebody.
This creature has advantage if they're within 5 feet.
So that is a crit.
It's automatic.
Sorry, man.
Could let it go.
At least it's on the one that rolls d4s. 6, 9, 14 points of damage.
Okay.
And the serrated tail. That's a 20.
No.
You're awake.
You are awake.
I have a question. Am I able to cast reactions while on the ground?
Reactions? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you're conscious.
But it wouldn't matter with crit.
No.
Troy, you're up.
Well, I don't have to worry about shithead over there. Can I have a con save from Mr. Bugface?
Is there a condition that stops the regeneration?
Of the shield guardian? I'm assuming.
Because regeneration usually does not stop once they're down.
Correct.
Well, I guess it depends on how you play it. It's a...
Well, no, like a troll, you have to hit it with
fire. If
it has
at least 1 hit point. So.
Okay. Constitution save from this guy.
Yes.
So would it have to be mended, or is it just done forever?
I mean, if you play it like a normal monster, it's done for forever.
Yeah, unless you've got something like Make Whole or something like that.
Saving throws and stuff, death saving throws and stuff don't usually apply to... Wasn't living.
If I don't instantly go back down.
15.
Hey, fifth level.
Oh, you fail.
Cool.
Grasping at straws.
Thunder Wave is what I'm casting.
What else is there to grasp at?
The other spell was better.
I have another one somewhere, but I don't see it.
You think? Yeah. This on the big guys? No, on the one that you were looking at.
23 thunder damage.
Getting something off the field.
Yeah.
Not as much damage. I
don't have enough actions.
Okay, and he gets blown back how far?
10 feet.
Yeah, right there. Cool.
Did you calculate the CR on this fight? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay.
Just like, oh, big creature? Oh, they'll be fine.
No, I
sure,
mean...
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I didn't know if you took that into account or you just threw some shit together.
I just threw shit together.
So do we just go back through the portal or die?
We'll see. Gotta get to my turn
first.
You
have to cast a spell for us to go through it, though, don't you?
You all done?
Lucas makes a good point. Second. What is the casting time of that spell?
Doesn't matter. It's a slot he doesn't have left. He used them all.
Yeah, I'm done.
Because we're level 14, right?
12.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was looking at... I had 12.
I was going to say, you're level 14?
No, I had 12 up above.
Cheated. That's what I did.
It's Druid 10, Cleric 12, and I had 12 written there. So I saw 12 and then 2.
Grady.
Yes.
Did you attack recklessly?
It hasn't been back to my turn yet, as far as I'm aware.
No, he tried to break free last turn.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Why did we jump to Grady's turn?
We didn't.
Those dudes hit me, right?
Yes.
Okay, what are they at initiative?
You are after the Merilith.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bunch of swords are coming at you, Grady.
I was just making sure I wasn't
swords.
Getting...
Why is she getting advantage? Is that just innate?
You're right. You didn't reckless.
I didn't reckless.
You just told me that.
I did. And you cheated anyway.
I corrected it. It's a 20 to hit.
I just want to say no because.
Where?
9 points of damage.
Remember where the multi-class...
Hold on a second.
That second one's a miss.
The sheet's missing. You said 9 points on the first, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
Second one's a miss.
Third attack.
Third one is a miss.
Fourth one.
Fourth one is a hit. For 16 points of damage.
Shit.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't have that spell.
Fifth is a miss.
You can sack spells.
Issue.
Sixth.
If it's a channel divinity.
Is a 19.
It's not.
19 hits.
For 11 points of damage.
Alright.
and the tail. Fail.
Perfect.
Schroeder, you're up.
All right.
Do something cool.
I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to cast Banishment at 5th level, and I'm going to target the big bad and the one closest to me. So I need charisma saves from both of them.
You get two of them?
If I cast at a higher level than it is.
Nice.
Merilith?
Looks like a single digit from here. I can't tell.
That's a 27.
Nope. Jesus Christ.
And the other one poofs. This one?
Yep.
He gone.
I'm going to leave it there.
What'd you roll on that one?
A 17.
So she got a plus 10 charisma. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to poof her.
Well, I figured if I'm going to target more than one.
Yeah.
It was absolutely worth a shot.
Okay.
We haven't seen all of her tricks yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
No, you pretty much have. It's all swords.
That's odd. It's all swords plus a massive charisma.
Her saves are very good. She has a... Like, normally the stat blocks don't have a line for saving throws.
Right.
This does, and it has four different saving throws in it.
Jesus Christ. Huh. Interesting monster. Mm-hmm. I mean, it confused the hell out of me, so...
Okay. And since it's a level, then I would have to... I guess. Do I need to bonus action Shillelagh?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it constant?
Shillelagh is not constant.
Oh, then no, it's still there.
Okay. Then I'm good. That's it for this turn.
Okay. Kazmay Demons. This one's going to move back up on Troy and try and stab you with its nose. Miss.
Nice.
I'm assuming. Yeah, you got a high AC.
Five on the die, it looked like.
It was.
How are you doing, Troy?
Guys are like really dark.
Huh? How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Okay. I've only been hit that one time.
I was just say, I thought so.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just not chilling out a lot of damage, especially something that's magically resistant.
In fairness, I only have been hit one time.
That's the shitty thing. Like, I can hit it with my spear and it will deal some damage, but
This one is gonna come flying back around. Still inside your threatened range.
Yeah, I saw it.
I'll go one further in. And he's going to try and hit Ertland.
You know the song?
Op attack.
We don't need another hero.
Yeah. Well, he gets his attack, and then you'll get yours.
From Thunderdome. Ghost covered it.
Because I don't think it interrupts.
Yeah.
He's going to miss.
Yeah. I was telling that. I listened to that. I don't think I've ever heard that song before.
Nat one.
And okay. They started up, and I'm like, this sounds like Iron Maiden. And then I looked, and I'm like, because it is irony.
Grady, you're up.
How does that shit heal look?
The Merilith?
No, I know it's fine. I'm worried about the proboscis bitch.
That one, it looks beat to shit.
What about mine?
Not bloodied.
Fuck. Recklessly attack, great weapon master, first attack on the proboscis thing.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck it's called.
A Kazmay.
That's a... It would normally be, what, a plus 10? It's like a 20 to hit, which I
That'll
assume
hit.
Hits it. Yeah. Do you need to move?
I don't
Read
know.
Your spell. Do you need to move?
This one?
That one.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
I'm pretty sure if you get hit, he pops back.
Yes.
It's concentration.
No, it's not. It just says duration up to 1 minute. Banish isn't concentration.
Is there a C?
Yeah, it is. Because if you...
C is concentration.
Oh.
Yeah.
All my other ones don't have that. Okay.
Would you
Yeah,
like
because
to
you
move?
you have to maintain concentration for the full duration to
got
make it
you.
Permanent.
Got you.
That's why he kept him there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can, but... Things can still
I understand that, but you could get away from the big thing that's going to come through the door. You
yeah.
could move through my square and get farther away.
Yeah, that's fine. You can move me, I guess, 15.
Where?
Back away from the big dude, I guess.
So D10 plus...
This way?
D8 plus 16.
You're here. Which way do you want to go?
Towards Troy, I would suggest.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Like here, or
no,
do you want to still
don't.
Be in range of this guy?
Still be in range, I guess. That's fine.
Okay.
18 points of damage. on the proboscis bitch?
You take the head and one wing off.
Okay. All right, that leaves me one more attack. Oh, God. Well, yes, I know. I'm gonna turn on her.
You're great weapon master. You just dropped one enemy to zero.
Oh, that's true.
Your bonus action, you get an extra attack.
That's true, thank you.
So basically I have two melee attacks left at this point.
Yeah, one is the second part of your action, the other is your bonus action.
I will take the advantage. Man, do I want to do great weapon master? I'll take the advantage, but I won't do great weapon master.
Okay.
Because I don't think my numbers are good enough.
Yeah, dumb idea, but
that's a 29 to hit.
That's good enough.
Yeah, I know. Of course, that time it would have been
only buys,
to do
it. It only buys time. It doesn't...
13 points of damage to her. And I'll hit her again.
Okay.
It's a nat 20.
Crit.
So what do you want me to do? Roll damage twice?
Yes.
Okay.
So...
if you throw on one of your superiority die, you double that too.
Ooh, that's a good point. Thank you. Anybody else want to move?
Don't you have any other
things? I have lunging attack to get closer, which doesn't help me, and I have sweeping attack to hit something else beside it, which doesn't help, so.
True. You can hit Lucas. I'll allow it.
I hit Lucas. Lucas, would you like to move and get out of her way?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Where do you want to go?
15 feet that way.
I would not stand between me and
that's
the big guy.
That's a good roll.
Here or
I would go back.
Oh,
the
that's
other
another
direction.
Good roll.
As long as I'm not in his way, yep. That's fine. I keep thinking I'm stuck in the circle. I'm sorry.
Modifier once, right?
Correct.
38 points of damage.
Nice.
Well done, sir.
Nice.
And now,
just noisened your
nose. And
now it's bloodied.
I know it was going to be the big one all the way. So that extra melee attack was a bonus action, right? So I'm out of actions.
Correct.
Okay. Never mind, carry on.
Lucas, you're up.
What I want to do has a 20-foot radius. I don't think I can hit them both, can I?
No, not without hitting Grady.
I mean, if it's
well,
good
I
enough,
can cast
hit me.
This thing in the air. It won't have to be on the ground, but either way, it still has to be. Yeah, it's still a 20-foot radius.
That's an interesting concept, actually.
That's what I want.
If they're large creatures, then
they are 10 by 10 by 10, yeah. So.
That's why I'm trying.
If he casts it at the height of a basketball goal, it nicks both of them.
No, it would.
It wouldn't get her.
Right? Yeah, you can get one or the other.
Just drop it on top of me.
I don't think you want that.
If you can hurt both of them.
Can you stand 4d10 of force damage?
Yes, absolutely. Plus, I'll probably make the save.
All right.
What's the save?
Fine. It's a con save. So I cast this up in the air to con save for, I guess, both of those creatures then, as well as Kira, because she's going to just sacrifice herself.
You need that's fine. The action.
The Merilith. That's a 22.
Okay, you'll still take half.
Magic resistance. 21 for the other.
Didn't you say you prepared Disintegrate?
That's not what I'm casting.
I know. I was asking if you prepared it, like you said you did.
I did. But it's a higher
so
level
I'm just,
spell
slot. I'm just
I don't
rolling flat.
It's a six
there's
level
nothing round. I think that applies since it's con save, right?
Correct.
Okay. 16.
Fail.
You fail.
I take half.
Well, then everybody takes half.
Correct. Roll well.
Well.
So I make the
that's
save.
That's a one.
A quarter.
Oh, that is a one. You're right. So it's, I keep, sorry.
It's a good try.
23, is that right?
23?
Force.
So 11 points.
Cool.
And 2 is disappeared.
You said 11 total.
We have somebody in our party who can heal, and unless he's an asshole, I think he's going to heal us instead of them.
Shocking twist.
Have you met me?
You all done?
I am now.
Shorter's like, backstab!
The Armonite runs in. And you see him draw a lance.
He didn't go past me, did he?
No, he came this way.
Lance Bass. Lance Armstrong.
Let's hope for Bass out of those two.
It's Henriksen.
When does he draw it as part of his action?
It's his action.
I just didn't know if it was part of a charge since it's a lance.
No. Okay. This is actually a recharge ability that he just hasn't been in a good place to use yet. He pulls a lance. It starts arcing lightning up its length, and he shoots a line of lightning.
Oh.
Right through the three of you. Dex saves. Troy, Lucas, and Schroeder.
Yeah, calm down.
You still have to roll the save, Lucas.
I take it half on a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
Not necessarily.
I have 7 fucking hit points.
And not necessarily. If I roll bad, you could be okay.
It's 14.
That is a fail.
18.
17.
Pass. This is D8.
To be fair, your action is what cost you 55 hit points.
I was trying to save your ass.
But you don't need to do that.
As a reaction, I'm casting Absorb Elements.
Okay.
Ooh. Does that work just for you?
17.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are some big numbers. How many are you rolling?
It's only
there,
2.
Homie?
26 for full. And 13 for half, you'll have it again. Down to 6.
I just yell, "You absorb elements," and a fire lightning bolt right back through.
Only this one time.
Well, I guess technically, you know, we could do it my next.
Troy, you're up.
What did you point at me for?
Because
do I gain my reaction back now, technically?
He's supposed to make his roll.
Sweet. Not that it matters, necessarily.
You get your reaction back at the beginning
I'm
of your
I'm shocked he's not.
That was...
Teacher, you forgot to give us homework.
Don't worry about it. Why would you bring it up now?
Because I want to see whether or not we win.
What did I do?
You haven't been calling for concentration checks.
Yeah, Schroeder would need a concentration check. But you have advantage. It's only a DC 10.
Because if Jeff's going to kill us, I want him to be responsible for killing us.
That's not the thing that I thought you were teacher-teachering about. Oh. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut for the
other one. I'm wondering what I'm forgetting now.
That's a good moment.
Yeah. What is concentration? I rolled a 14.
A 10, so you're
yeah.
He doesn't get a save at the end of his turn, does he?
Who? No.
No, he's okay. Gone.
It only goes off of, the kind of con check. What was that? Was lightning damage?
That was lightning.
Okay.
I don't think anybody else is concentrating on a spell.
Okay. I'm pulling my rapier.
Lucas is unconscious trading.
Lighting it on fire. Not that it is going to matter because it probably is. Oh, fucking hell. Come
on. That's it?
Yeah.
No bonus action?
That bonus action was
to light it on fire.
Oh, light the sword.
I'm sitting here with a fucking limp sword on fire.
I've never had this problem before. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my hands.
How are you doing?
We're about to find out.
She probably won't kill me this turn, but if she does a good one, she might.
Why are you rolling with advantage?
Because he attacked recklessly.
I did. It's the cost of killing that thing and keeping it.
Hey, he got a crit out of it.
I did, and I also bloodied her. So, I mean, that's the thing, is that it's a cost-benefit analysis. But now she gets advantage on 7 attacks, which is really unfortunate.
First, the tail.
Tail was always last.
But to be fair, she hit me.
That's a miss.
She hit me, like, 6 out of 7 times when she didn't have advantage, so her bonus is good anyway.
The tail missed, so that's good.
21 to hit. Where are my D8s? It's 13 points of damage. Second, that's a hit.
Third,
with a
right?
24.
Did you miss the first one?
The first one was the tail.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I see what
second
you're
second sword.
On. Yep. I'm just making sure I'm counting along with you.
Yep. It's 14 points of damage. Okay. 17?
No.
Third one misses. The fourth one does not miss. That's a 28. No, 26. 15 points of damage. fourth?
Fifth.
Right?
Fifth?
I think fifth.
I think so, too. Same roll, 26.
I'm doing the math. That those two misses really helped me out.
13 points of damage. One more.
Should I have a crit? I think I got him.
That's a hit.
I don't think you can do enough damage. That's a good roll.
14 points of damage.
Nope, not enough.
My bet paid off! It took two lucky misses. You hit on either one of those, I'm down. Most assuredly.
Schroeder, you're up.
Fucking Christ.
Okay. What's more important, you or him?
It really depends on your spell. Oh. I soak a shit ton of damage.
Oh, me? I understand that, but...
Not for much longer.
but he's a max heal.
You talking about me? Because I'm fine.
I'm not worried about that. It's not whether you're stable. I don't give a shit if you're stable. It's whether or not you're helping us in a fight.
I mean, the thing is that I...
What do you have, a parry apt?
Yeah. I'm done, so I'm toast. He's taking somewhere in the range of 40-ish hit points from me every time, almost. So
when you hit,
no,
haven't been hitting all the time.
No. I'm saying you're taking 40 hit points from me roughly each round.
Not so far.
I've been doing the math on my own sheet. Yeah, you've been taking about 40 hit points from me on your series of attacks.
You've been hitting him for 40 hit points.
For your
yes.
Okay.
So what I'm telling Schroeder is, unless if you heal me for 40 hit points, I might survive the next round.
Which I'm not going to.
Okay. So the thing is that now it becomes the action economy of what's better. Because mathematically speaking, you probably can't heal me enough to keep me up more than one round. So picking Lucas up is probably better because it gives us more actions.
Okay.
But Lucas really needs to come up with an action that's useful.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I like to believe...
Everything that I really have puts you in the... You're in the way.
It doesn't... Lucas, I have less hit points than you did. I didn't, but now I do. You guys aren't going to kill that thing anyway. Not like, it's going to take all of us whomping on it to kill that thing.
Okay.
How much damage have I done to it? A lot. I've done a decent bit. 130?
I'm casting Cure Wounds on Lucas at a fourth level. So, it's going to be 37 points of health.
Okay.
So, he's
10 away from my new max.
There you go. Cool.
Go ahead. Finish your action.
And I can't cast... I don't have any bonus action cantrips besides spare. Yeah. So I'm pretty much screwed with that.
You don't have an enemy in your face, so you can move.
I can. The real question is, which one... Where do I move to?
Away from that thing.
Away from the one near you?
Yep.
So in the range of the other stuff, or just away from everything?
Away from everything. I mean, at this point, that thing is just going to wallop. Like, tactically speaking, from this fight, since I'll be unconscious in a minute, Jeff, so I'll stop talking. But just tactically speaking, if we're looking at this from a strict tactics game,
we need
right?
Spread out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys all have the ability to sort of bob and weave. That's what you need to be. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee should be the plan of the day. Because if she gets close enough to both of you, she can use 7 attacks split up however the fuck Jeff wants.
Yeah.
So, like, if your shield guardian's already down, your next shield's about to go down. And if he fucks you up enough, he gets one back.
Yeah.
So you guys really need to kill that one and get the fuck away from the other one. So, like I said, Lucas, blow it all to hell. I mean...
Okay. Then move me this way, Jeff.
You going this way or that way?
I mean, tactically, if you can get to the hallway, it's not bad because it gives you places to go.
Yeah, it allows me to continue to run.
Yes. Because Jeff hasn't drawn the map that way. I don't know how far the fungus goes.
Can you give me a range on what that one is?
What do you mean?
5, 10,
I can't,
15,
I can't tell
like 30?
5, 10, 15?
Oh, Jeff's even giving me a couple more.
Okay. Okay.
That would be the way that the party survives the fight, I think. And please remove that dwarf. That son of a bitch better have kept running, Jeff.
What's that?
That son of a bitch better have kept running.
Yeah.
I worked real hard to keep that guy alive.
I yelled down at the dwarves, help!
See, that's a fair thing to do.
I already yelled that once, thank you.
No,
I screamed that guy and said, go get help.
Oh.
I'm sure they'll be here in time to save us.
Like first round.
I mean, go get the fucking berserkers. That's what we need. We need the... What are they? The Gutbusters? What the fuck are they?
Yeah, the Gutbuster Brigade.
Yeah, where the fuck are those
Battle
guys?
Battle Ragers. Okay, it's the Kazmay's turn. Troy, one attack at you. Miss. Grady.
It's my turn?
It is.
What about Lucas? Lucas was top of the order, wasn't he?
No, yes, you're at the bottom.
I'm after you.
Oh, okay, sorry. For some reason, I thought my turn already went.
You're right.
No, you... No.
Your defensive turn went.
Correct, yeah.
Did you correct which one you're supposed to be since you're up now?
I'm not actually standing yet.
In order to help you guys, I need to...
Do a lot of damage.
Yeah, fuck it. Recklessly attack Great Weapon Master.
Okay.
23 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay.
23 points of damage on that hit. Uno mas, por favor. Oh, that's probably not enough. 17.
You're that close.
I don't get a plus to attack, do I? It's a plus to damage.
Correct.
You do have an extra 2 damage on you, though. I didn't add. I'll use my bonus action for the butt end.
Okay.
No.
Lucas, are you get?
Yeah, no, I got nothing else because I've already used my second wind and I've already used my extra attack.
So I stand up. It's half my movement. Move me 15 that way. It's the rest of my movement.
I don't hate it.
Sorry, Kira. I don't really know what else to pick. I don't have... I'm trying to use higher level spells so I can do some damage. Mm-hmm. Best I've got. Do I still...
Does it matter?
I do have a slot left, so...
I mean...
Saves are probably fine.
The thing is that shit like that, it buys you a round.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shit.
It like, work that way. Like, just with higher mechanical... combat, it's just really important. It's like remembering your action economy, like, from fucking XCOM and stuff. Like, really... Ooh. Like... Yeah, earlier on, you dropped that over the doorway.
If I wasn't asleep?
If you weren't asleep. Like, no. There are factors there, but what I'm saying is at this point...
How does she look?
She's pretty beat shit.
All right. Well, now that she's the only target, I can do the same thing, fire this thing in the air.
I don't know what this firing in the air is.
He's putting the sphere above so it only hits at a 10-foot level so that it doesn't hit. Me.
You, or right. Just put it here so it doesn't hit you.
Well, that's true. Put it there. Whatever. Put it somewhere and it's not going to hit Kira.
Yeah, that's fine. 26.
Cool. I just had all those dice. What did I do with them? So fucking... What did I do with all those dice?
When's her turn next, Jeff?
After Troy.
I can't use that one.
I'll be back for my character's inevitable demise. Probably not death, but raping and pillaging of a corpse.
10 to 19 to 28 force halved, I guess.
Whittling her down.
That's my last 4 slot.
Anything else?
No, I moved and I did that. That's all I have. What, Troy?
Well, it's not my turn.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
What's that for?
The lightning lance is a recharge ability.
Oh, right.
D6?
Yep, rolled a 1.
Rolled a 1.
The Armonite is going to attack you, Troy. Miss on the hooves. You're in the 20s, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Miss on the claws.
Popping that thing.
20. Huh? This is as high as I got.
Sorry?
A 20 to hit?
No.
Nope. All 3 attacks miss.
Okay.
You're up.
Wow.
You can tell both of these are very low.
I know.
Oh, I didn't realize that. It's been a good fight, chaps. It really has.
Even considering...
You need me to range it?
No.
Okay.
Question is, which one's worse, because... The bug can do a lot of necrotic against you.
I'm not concerned about that. Con save on this lady.
Well, that's not what I thought you were doing.
24.
Fuck. Okay.
Nothing?
Worth a shot.
No have? Nothing?
Nope.
Oh. I know what he tried to do. Okay, never mind.
Anything else?
Message me next time.
Since that's a leveled spell? No.
Okay, it's the Merilith.
Fuck you!
Grady?
Tried to buy him a...
I know you did.
That'll hit.
Yep, go ahead.
You should have done it to him.
It's D8s.
Yeah.
I'm down.
But...
17.
Oh, it deals damage, I'm down. Doesn't it?
No.
Okay. I only have like five or six hit points.
Keeping him in the fight.
Mm. Oh, I see what you're saying. That makes sense.
Kira goes down. The Merilith will move over to Ertlan. But I don't think she can keep attacking, can she?
So it depends on how her attack action. It depends on how her attack action goes, because multi-attack changed in 5e versus 3e. Because you can split your attack up.
Okay,
right?
But I don't think you can move an attack again. Because that's yes. we talked about this before.
And we did talk about this and that you can do that.
Okay.
The only thing is that sometimes monsters have their attacks written differently, so I don't know if there's anything that would prevent her from doing that.
If six attacks is one attack,
right? Yes.
That's what I was.
That
saying.
Makes sense.
That's what I was saying.
Like, are the six arm attacks one attack?
No,
that's one attack.
She gets six long sword attacks.
Yeah. Okay,
so five of them are going at Ertlan.
Have fun.
23
reaction withdrawal. It's my Tortle ability.
Oh,
he tucks in his shell.
Okay, so what's that mean?
My AC is now 27.
Okay,
and I have advantage on con and dex saves.
Cool.
Is that just
or just con saves?
That just
or,
for the one attack? Or is that for the remaining
strength,
of the round?
Strength and con saves.
I was say,
disadvantage on dex saves.
Dex doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Is that the remainder of the round or just the one attack?
Cool. Okay, so that's the second attack. Third. Is that a... Plus 9, so 22. Fourth, 24. One more. Miss. And the tail. Miss.
Wapa!
Suck it, bitch.
I would say
that and it, your AC went up to what?
It's basically like a shield. It's a plus 4 to your AC.
Right.
So 23 went up to 27.
Okay.
Does it take like a movement for you to pop back out?
Bonus.
Schroeder, you're up.
Bonus, emerge.
Okay.
I believe you
do
are.
Do you pop back out prone?
I believe
it's a fair point.
It is a fair point. I would assume so. I'm going to have to look that up. Because I just wrote down bonus instead of...
Yeah, I guess that's the kind of the question is whether or not this was like third ed flurry of blows. Because if her sword attacks were like third ed flurry of blows where you just pop them all at once, then I would say you don't get a move. But if it's six separate attacks, I think you're totally legit to do what you did.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we talked about this the last time.
I thought we did.
As long
I
as they're separate attacks, yes.
Yeah.
But if like your attack action was to attack three times, then you would lose.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't actually explicitly say.
Does
I mean, because it says while you're in your shell, you are prone. Your speed is zero and can't increase. You have disadvantage on dex saving throws. You can't take any reactions inside. The only action you can take is a bonus action to emerge from your shell.
Does it describe the emergent shell?
It does not.
I mean,
right,
I
but it says it says when you're in your shell,
you're prone.
Correct.
Emerging from your shell
that wouldn't give you
would
free
get
stand.
Rid of the prone.
Oh, really? You think
so? I think so. The way that's worded, yes.
Fair enough.
Because, I mean, you could stand up as you emerge.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. Now what?
Disengage dash.
Should I do that or try and do damage? Because, I mean, I imagine
you should
she's
do whatever you want.
She's just going to chase me around.
I'm unconscious, so.
Yeah.
I told Jeff.
Come on, big damn heroes.
I told Chef. I told Jeff I would stop talking. Since I'm unconscious.
Hello, children.
Yes, but we are all still playing the game, so you don't have to.
So I am going to use my action to use my symbiotic entity. So it is basically temporary hit points for 4 times my druid level, which is 10. So I'm going to go ahead and heal for 40.
Okay, that's your action?
Mm-hmm. It uses a wild shape. So it's like using wild shape, but instead I heal myself. Okay. And that's my action. And then I'm going to move in a circle, not leaving her threat zone.
To where? Oh, shit.
To this side of her over here.
Over here?
Move me 5 more feet forward. Right there.
Okay.
Hey, Lucas, if you have anything that does a radius, you can hit 2 of them with probably not hitting the rest of us.
Whose turn is it, Jeff?
It is the proboscis dude.
Yep. One attack at Troy. Actually, screw it. He'll go after he'll go after
op Lucas. Attack.
Yep. You will get an attack.
16.
That's close. I don't remember if it's 16 or 17.
I think it's 16.
It's actually lower than that.
Okay.
It is?
Yeah.
Yes.
You hit.
Okay.
Roll all of the damage.
Oh yeah, you got your thing lit. It's on fire.
It's on fire, and it's got a little bit of electric charge. It doesn't matter, because I'm pretty sure it's resistant to just about everything. But
on fire. It's decent rolls.
So it's 10 and 17 and...
I need it separated.
So 7 plus 7. So 14 of it is... melee. Piercing?
Slashing. Piercing or slashing?
Rapier is piercing, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got that.
2 of it is the lightning, and then 8 fire.
That is enough to drop it.
Oh, nice.
Get the fuck out.
Lucas, you're up.
Fucking bugs.
Look, this ain't good. This is not great. Down to 3rd level slots.
This guy is also... He said, looking worse for wear.
It's not so. Lucas's turn.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh.
Kazmaid just went. So it's Grady.
Death save.
Death save.
Oh, gotcha.
Nat 20. No, it's 3. I just want to see the look on Jeff's face if I just stood up. I would immediately go back down again, but...
Lucas. Lucas, you're up.
I want to count this later.
You want to count what?
The
Oh, the CR?
Yeah.
Give me your DMG.
I don't know if you want to do it right now, but I am
curious. Let me guess. Those things are 5s.
Which ones?
The bugs.
I can do that.
These are... I feel like these haven't been too...
It's because your shield guardian ain't shit.
I'm going to go 4. So that's 10, 18, and she's a 7.
Can I get?
I'm at 8.
It's on me. Right?
I don't think they realized how much damage that was soaked up.
It's on me.
I've
yes.
Been paying attention.
Yes. I need int saving throws from both of them.
Can't imagine that's very intelligent.
You would be correct. 18.
So that one succeeds. You had advantage on both of those?
Yes.
They are demons from, you know, planes of hell and shit.
Yeah.
Magic resistance. The Merilith has advantage on saving throws against spells and other magical effects.
What was the other roll?
21.
Okay, so they're both still going to take half.
The other dude does get advantage, though, also?
That's yeah. What I was trying to do.
Yes,
why I was
both of them.
They're a fucking demon. It
made sense that she did, but it was...
All 3 of these creatures has magic resistance.
Gotcha.
So what's it doing, Lucas?
You can look it up later, Jeff. I'm just curious. I was curious what you built.
Oh, wait. It was 1 level higher, so... Oh, no. It's only +1 creature, not +1 die for damage. Oof. It's 10 psychic halved, apparently, because you succeeded. The question is does the rest of this...
Usually not. They did succeed, so probably not.
Okay.
Let me check some of this.
You guys are what level?
12.
Okay.
That was me.
None of the other effects. Fuck. Okay, I did a thing. That's all I can do.
Yep.
Do some damage, though.
Not much.
Hey, 20?
Not much.
Huh?
CR 20 total for the combat?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. It's got to be higher than that.
No, I was getting the XP caps for your level.
Oh, I thought. I got
how
you.
Difficult the encounters.
I think it's CR 20 for these two and the two bugs.
No.
No?
Bugs only have like 60 hit points.
Bugs should have been easier to kill. We just got hit.
Okay. What? This guy. He's going to attack you, Troy. Hooves. Miss. Claws are a hit, I believe.
Depends on what you rolled.
I rolled a 19.
How do you feel about that, Troy?
27.
Fuck.
Yep.
He actually had the look.
Well, because... Yeah.
Shield.
Wait a minute. Shield.
What is shield?
Five.
Oh, five.
Shield.
Yeah, I can use it.
Yeah, you didn't use your reaction for anything.
Nope.
Okay. One more. Crit.
Shield.
Also, you can't crit him.
Double shield.
Yeah, he's got shield. Adamantine.
Shield is shield only one
it's
round?
Still it's still an automatic up. Hit.
It's still an automatic hit.
We just said you can't crit him. That's all we said.
Yeah.
Triple you shield.
Roll the crit damage.
20 points of damage.
Ow!
No, is that not the case? The shield doesn't stay up?
Shield stays up, but it just raises his AC. And a natural 20 is an automatic hit.
Crit doesn't count.
No. He doesn't take crit damage.
Yeah.
But it is a hit. Troy, you're up.
Can I please have dexterity saving throws from the both of them?
Eighteen from the Armonite and 25 from the Merilith.
Jesus. Well, I guess you are rolling with advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
30, so 15 fire damage. Which is probably halved again. Problem. So that was really worth it.
They're both looking rough. But barely burned.
Yeah.
There, that goes to the Merilith. She is coming after Ertlan. Tail. That is really dark.
told you.
Miss.
Okay.
Sword one. Miss. Two. 24.
Yeah.
You can't turtle again?
I don't know, actually.
Hang on.
Surely you can do that more than once.
Reaction. Re-roll. Your attack. I'm using silvery barbs. When a creature you can see within 60 feet succeeds on an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw, instantaneous, magically distract the target to into uncertainty. Target must re-roll the d20, take the lower.
The first roll was lower.
Tried.
Good try.
13 points of damage. Oh, I'm rolling damage. Not. Third sword, miss. Fourth hit, 27.
27 damage. Oh, okay.
No, 27 gotcha. To hit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 14 points of damage.
Hmm?
Oh, never mind. I was thinking when you were 27 earlier in the 20s.
Fifth sword, miss. Sixth, miss.
Okay.
Schroeder, you're up. What?
Can you kill it?
I don't think so. Sorry, I'm just counting slots in my head for potential future here. Okay.
I forgot to add to my die, but it's okay.
Con save from the big one.
29.
God damn. Yeah, I mean, I knew that's what it was, but it's still a higher potential with damage than just about me.
Just that, like, he's not rolled single digits on saves.
It helps when he's rolling two dice.
I know, still.
Two dice and plus 10 to con saves.
That's what I'm saying, still. A single digit would be nice.
That's a lot of dice.
There we go.
37. 12? 4.
43 damage.
You say that into the
what one? Kind?
43 damage, necrotic.
Necrotic, okay.
Nice.
43.
21.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sorry, was that just on her? I was reading the spell.
Yeah, it was on her.
Oh.
It was a blight.
Nice. She was already looking pretty bad, right?
About this close.
Bonus action, spare the dying.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Casme demon, dead. Grady, you're stable.
It's probably good. I felt a one coming on, so.
Lucas, you're up.
Magic missile, the bitch.
Which one?
How bad is she? Should I split them? It's a third level. I'll do it at third level. Which only gives me what?
Five.
Gives me five. Split three on her and two on him.
Let's split. Okay.
How about it? Let's do the three on her first. So four, seven.
That's enough.
Ten.
Okay, so she drops.
Yeah.
Two on him.
Your darts pierce her and drop her to the ground.
You said this close. I was hopeful. That's six more plus what am I keep forgetting what you had.
Two.
Plus two.
Plus two. So eight.
It's D4 plus one.
That's right.
And that's enough to drop the other.
Oh. Fucking useless over here.
By 1 point.
And the other one stays banished.
Yeah. I didn't make you roll fucking...
I am a spice man alive.
No, you need to make him roll like three times. I was like, nope, not helping them, not helping you either. I'm going to go back to my phone.
Didn't have that's fair. You also didn't have everybody continue to roll for the vibration of the wings like the whole time.
If you
pass, once you succeed...
Pass. Did everybody pass? I didn't.
All except for him.
But if they take a hit, they lose it.
Ah, I gotcha. Well, I'm going to build a tower and sleep. How about you guys?
In come a whole bunch of dwarves.
As this tower
charging
pops
around
up and kills them all.
And so you don't need to build a tower because we're
in. Yeah, it's fine.
Crackle stud.
They come in whistling.
Oh, no. They're...
They're battle ragers.
Yeah, they're charging in armor and
head
weapons.
First.
And
bit fucking late, mates.
Well, it seems like you handled it.
Cure wounds on Kira.
Yeah, I was going to say, make sure she pops up. Third. We kind of forgot about her, didn't we? She was stable. She was stable.
She was stable.
At a fifth level.
She's over here. She's just sleeping.
At a fifth level, so that way you come back with like 48 hit points. Sorry, 45.
Cool. Because it's a full rest to get rid of the necrotic damage, right? Isn't that how
permanent?
I don't know. Let's see.
I believe that's how it used to work.
It depends on the creature.
And that is a fair point.
This one's permanent.
Unless Lester fixes it, I don't know.
No.
Lester wouldn't fix that?
Great. No. Greater. The reduction to a creature's hit point maximum lasts for 3 days.
Cool.
Yeah. It's until you finish a long rest or until it is affected by a spell like Greater Restoration.
Gotcha. Well, I only need 4 hours, so.
Cure sits up.
You're right, love.
Yeah, like normal. I got the shit beat out of me, but you're all still living.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. When it's your time to leave.